Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Organizational Culture and Leadership by Edgar H. Schein is a foundational management book that explains why culture is often the most powerful and least visible force shaping how organizations actually work. Written by a leading thinker on organizational psychology, the book clarifies what culture is, how it forms, and why leaders both create and are constrained by it over time. Rather than treating culture as a soft topic, Schein presents it as a practical system of shared assumptions that affect strategy, decision-making, coordination, and learning. The book also addresses what happens when culture no longer fits the environment, showing how leaders can diagnose misalignment and guide change without breaking what makes the organization function. Readers are introduced to a clear model of cultural levels and to methods for uncovering the real beliefs beneath stated values. It remains widely used in MBA programs, leadership development, and organizational consulting because it connects theory to real leadership dilemmas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining culture as shared assumptions, not slogans. A central contribution of Schein's work is the insistence that organizational culture is deeper than mission statements, perks, or inspirational language. Culture is best understood as a pattern of shared basic assumptions that a group has learned as it solved problems of external adaptation and internal integration. These assumptions become taken for granted and therefore hard to challenge, even when leaders want change. This framing helps readers avoid the common mistake of treating culture as branding or morale. Instead, it becomes a practical lens for understanding why people interpret the same situation differently, why certain issues trigger strong reactions, and why some initiatives stall despite apparent agreement. The book emphasizes that culture shows up in what people pay attention to, what they fear, what they reward, and what they consider normal or taboo. By focusing on assumptions, leaders can move beyond surface symptoms and ask better diagnostic questions. The result is a more realistic view of culture as a stabilizing force that reduces uncertainty, coordinates behavior, and protects identity, while also potentially locking the organization into outdated ways of thinking when conditions change. Secondly, the three levels of culture and how to read them. Schein is known for a three-level model that helps leaders make sense of what they can observe versus what truly drives behavior. At the surface are artifacts, visible structures, language, rituals, office layout, dress, meeting patterns, and the stories people tell. Artifacts are easy to notice but easy to misinterpret because the same practice can mean different things in different settings. Beneath artifacts are espoused values, what an organization claims to believe, including strategies, stated principles, and declared priorities. Values may guide behavior, but they may also be aspirational or performative. The deepest level is basic underlying assumptions, unconscious beliefs about reality, human nature, time, relationships, and the right way to succeed. These assumptions often determine whether espoused values actually show up in decisions. The book's practical value comes from teaching readers to move carefully from artifacts to hypotheses about values and assumptions, using inquiry rather than quick judgment. Leaders learn to treat culture like a system to be decoded, looking for patterns over time and comparing what is said with what is consistently done, especially under pressure. Thirdly, how leaders create culture through what they notice, reward, and model. Another key theme is the tight relationship between leadership behavior and cultural formation. In Schein's view, culture is initially created by founders and early leaders through the solutions they choose and the meaning they attach to events. Over time, these choices become shared learning. New members are taught what matters, what is safe to say, and what success looks like. The book highlights several mechanisms through which leaders embed culture. Primary mechanisms include what leaders consistently pay attention to, measure, and control, how they react to crises, how they allocate resources, how they coach and role model, how they distribute rewards and status, and how they hire, promote, and remove people. Secondary mechanisms include organizational design, systems, rituals, and formal statements, which support or contradict the primary signals. The practical implication is sobering. Leaders cannot delegate culture to HR, internal communications, or a set of values posters. Culture follows the real incentives and the real behavior at the top. Readers gain a checklist-like way to evaluate whether leadership actions align with the culture they claim to want. Fourthly, diagnosing culture through inquiry and cultural learning, Schein's approach treats culture analysis as a learning process rather than an audit. Because assumptions are often invisible to insiders, diagnosis requires careful inquiry, listening, and testing interpretations. The book encourages leaders and consultants to avoid imposing their own frameworks too quickly and instead learn how members make sense of their world. This includes observing daily work, studying recurring conflict points, tracing how decisions are made, and asking why certain actions are considered obvious. Schein also emphasizes that culture is not monolithic. Subcultures form in functions, professions, geographies, and hierarchical levels, and these subcultures can either support performance or create fragmentation. A productive diagnosis looks for where subcultural assumptions align and where they clash, especially across boundaries like engineering versus sales or headquarters versus regions. The emphasis on inquiry matters because culture work can easily become political. If people feel judged, they defend the status quo. If they feel understood, they are more willing to examine assumptions. The book's diagnostic mindset helps leaders surface real issues, such as fear of speaking up, hidden status hierarchies, or unspoken beliefs about customers, quality, and risk. Lastly, changing culture, unfreezing, learning, and managing anxiety, Schein argues that culture change is difficult because it threatens identity and reduces certainty. When established assumptions have kept the organization successful, questioning them can feel like betrayal or incompetence. The book frames change as a learning process that requires unfreezing existing patterns, introducing new learning, and refreezing new assumptions through consistent practice. A distinctive element is the focus on anxiety. People need enough survival anxiety to recognize that the current culture no longer fits the environment, but they also need psychological safety to experiment without humiliation or punishment. Leaders influence both sides of this equation. They create urgency by confronting reality and clarifying consequences, and they create safety by modeling curiosity, supporting training, adjusting systems, and protecting early adopters. The book also highlights that culture cannot be changed by announcement. It changes when new behaviors solve real problems and then become reliable enough to be taken for granted. For readers, this provides a more actionable roadmap than generic change slogans. Culture change becomes about designing experiences that produce new shared learning, supported by aligned incentives, leadership consistency, and time. In conclusion, this book is best for executives, middle managers, HR and people leaders, organizational development practitioners, consultants, MBA students, and founders who need to understand why the organization does not behave the way the org chart suggests. It is also valuable for anyone leading transformation, integration after a merger, a scale-up, or a strategic shift where old habits keep reappearing. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It provides a language for diagnosing confusion, conflict, resistance, and disengagement without reducing people to personalities or blaming individuals. By learning to see culture as shared assumptions shaped by leadership signals, readers can make smarter decisions about communication, incentives, talent, and change sequencing. Compared with many culture books that focus on inspirational examples or simple frameworks, Schein offers a disciplined, widely taught model and a grounded approach to inquiry and learning. The emphasis on what leaders actually do, not what they say, makes the guidance usable across industries and organization sizes. If you want a durable way to analyze and influence how work really gets done, this book is worth buying as a reference you can return to repeatedly. If you would like to support Edgar H.H. Schein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.